Matt Simons, who is with Guardian Innovation. And we've talked a lot about concussions and concussion protocol in football. And Matt is with a company, again, Guardian Innovation, that has developed these new, it looks sort of like a rubber contraption that goes over the top of the helmet that's supposed to absorb some of the shock. Matt, am I describing it correctly?
Yeah, that's pretty close. We are on the outside of the helmet. It kind of looks like a turtle shell. It's actually made of a polyurethane foam. So it's a little bit softer than a rubber would be, a little bit more pliable. But that was a great first stab at it.
So tell us, what does it do and how much does it lessen impact when players collide?
Sure. We're really doing three things. One, like you said, we're reducing that initial force anywhere from about 25 to 33% based on the speed of the hit and the location of the hit. You kind of bottom out at some of the higher hits. If you get a wide receiver and a DB colliding at 20 miles an hour, it's going to be on the lower end of that. If you've got a lineman, firing off the line, it's going to be at the higher end of that. Additionally, we're doing two more things. Really, we're reducing the sound wave frequency, so you kind of muffle that loud crack of the helmet. Sound's a known headache trigger, but it may be playing a role in some of the more severe injuries as well. And then the third thing we do is kind of insulate that helmet, so it's really not as hot in the direct sunlight, because they tend to bake. Polycarbonate of the helmet shell is a heat conductor, so. We're kind of just controlling all three of those things and, helping to take a couple of steps forward at least.
I mean, it seems like no matter what the sport is, like the hard shell helmets are just like what we perceive as being safer because it's hard, it's protection. But like, what do you think are some of the challenges in just like even getting the perception that a soft shell helmet can be even more safe than something that seems sturdier?
Sure, and you're right, and we're never going to try and take that hard away. You know, it's crucial to have that component in there. We always preach soft, hard, soft. We think it's the ideal engineering structure because you do get that hardness to save from skull fracture. And skull fracture is all but been eliminated in football, and that's a great thing. But now we need to start looking at some of the forces that kind of go hand in hand with those, and what a soft outer surface does. It just allows some of that energy to be dissipated before it gets to that hard shell. We always compare it to, the old steel frame bumpers that were on the Fords and the Mercurys back in the day. We don't have those anymore. We have crushable foams and plastics, and then we get to that steel frame bumper because when energy travels a little bit further, it's reduced.
Matt Simons, Vice President of Sales for Guardian Innovation. They have come up with this rubber helmet goes over the top of the helmet that a lot of teams are using to practice on it. Tell us a little bit about the responses from some of the teams that have used it. It looks like you've got about, 50 different colleges that are using this during practice.
Yeah, we've got probably 50 to 70 colleges. We picked up about 20 more in advance of the season coming up this year. And then high school is kind of our bread and butter product. We've got about 700 high schools that have been using the product in varying capacities over the last, 4, 5, 6 years. And the feedback's been good. I think what most people are kind of targeting is that inside run position group. They're really trying to hone in on the linemen and the linebackers, fullback if they still use one, and the blocking tight ends. And really, what we're getting at more than anything, and partly due to the feedback from some of our customers and the people using it day in and day out on the field, is just that it's a great way to kind of target and address the repetitive accumulation of all the small blows. It's a buildup of all the daily hits that we're kind of taking a bite out of, if you will.
Now, it might be a weird question and almost like irrelevant in the grand scheme of things when it comes to safety, but I do think one of the main appeals of helmets is like, does it look cool? The Cowboys helmet is a lot of the reasons why the Cowboys have one of the most popular brands in the NFL. Like, is this something that can be designed to look cool and have logos and cool color schemes?
Great question. Yeah, we're not there yet on the cool factor. I'll give you that. Most of the time, it's they're twisting the athlete's arms to wear them, but You know, we target the week of practice, so we kind of get away with a little bit. I usually tell the guys that there's no girls at practice, and they can still have that look on Friday night or Saturday. But, yeah, I think if we're going to eventually grow and expand our game day and kind of permanent use, we're going to have to be able to customize and match, you know, exactly what, you know, everybody else is wearing and the iconic, you know, Dallas Cowboys or Alabama helmet or the Michigan wing or, you know, whatever it is, we're going to have to be able to match that if they're going to wear it during the game.
I was going to say, but that totally defeats the purpose. The idea of the helmet originally was to make people safer. And it looks to me like with this, if people want to go and look at pictures, as you say, it looks kind of like a turtle shell, looks like some bubbles, almost like bubble wrap around the helmets. Is that the biggest obstacle of getting it into the games? Is that people don't think it looks good?
Yeah, I mean, probably at this point, you know, especially if you're going to ask, you know, a few of the guys to wear it, and maybe not the whole team. If you've got a guy coming off of an injury the week before, you know, he's going to push back pretty hard on that. Usually, you know, probably 19 times out of 20. So, I think that is a barrier to game use right now. You know, I think we've focused on more just the validation of the technology and say, hey, let's focus on the week of practice, and then, you know, we can, as we learn more, as research advances, you know, then maybe we can catch up and get to game day, get to those, you know, Friday nights and Saturday afternoons. But, you know, it just hasn't been where we've started, because I think if we tried to start there, we'd probably lose.
Matt, thanks so much for your time. I've always thought that's where the concussion fight against concussions needs to start. It's with changing the helmet, because I believe it's too hard. I think you guys are on the right track.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
And that is Matt Simons.